Welcome to the Time to Thrive podcast, a podcast designed to help you level up every aspect in your life. I am one of your hosts, Jordan.
And I'm Jared. We are a multi-passionate couple so excited about helping others thrive in their health, wealth, relationships, and careers.
Together, we are here to share with you knowledge, experiences, tips, and tricks to help you step into your fullest potential while also keeping it real.
If you're ready to create the life of your dreams and have fun doing it, then you've come to the right place. So hit that subscribe button and press play, because baby, it's time to thrive.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Time to Thrive podcast. It is Jordan, one of your hosts. And you guys, it has been a hot minute since we have dropped a podcast, but for very good reason. We have been very busy and we'll be dropping a kind of life update podcast soon, likely next week. But this conversation that you're about to listen to is between myself and one of our friends, Amy Griffith. She is in the top 1% of the same network marketing company that Jared and I have partnered with. And she is just a powerhouse. She recently promoted to the top 1%, and we've been going back and forth for a few months now that we've been wanting to record a podcast and dive into our specific journeys, why we started. We both have very different kind of stories and journeys. We also lead in somewhat different ways. And I think it's really important to open up those conversations about business that can quote unquote look similar, but that can also be led in different ways. Because some people think, you know, cookie cutter or whatever, those kind of terms come to mind. And it is so far from that. So Amy is a gem. She is a heart of gold. There are so many little nuggets that are plopped within this podcast. And I'm just really excited for you guys to learn from this episode, to get fired up for this episode. I feel that, you know, when I'm recording this intro, it is September 3rd. And we are at the start of this like massive boom in the year in terms of business growth and energy, and coming into honestly the biggest quarter of the entire year. I'm also just feeling like I'm kind of back to myself. If you don't know, go onto my socials. I'm currently 5 months pregnant and just really back to myself. And it feels really, really good. Second trimester has been an absolute amazing thing. If you are a mama, you know, it's like, I didn't even know how tired I was in the first trimester, but we are back, baby. And we have goals and we are going after them. And it was no better time to dive in with Amy than now. So I really hope that you enjoy this podcast. If you have questions, please reach out on Instagram. You can always find me at Jordan Delaba on Instagram, on our podcast here. Tag us in the episode. We always appreciate that. And enjoy. Cheers.
Hello, everyone. My name is Amy Griffith, and I'm sitting here with
Jordan Delaba. It's just still so weird to say that. It's almost been a year, but for those of you that don't know me, my name is Jordan Delaba, and I am a top 1% network marketing professional. I'm also a full-time dentist, and I love saying both of those because I truly believe that even when you build the top of a company and whatnot, like Amy and I, we have a lot in common, but we also have some differences that can really, you know, speak to different people. And I think that's really important too, to kind of show the different avenues of, hey, network marketing is a profession that you can absolutely succeed in while doing something else. It just takes that same determination, that same effort, and that same drive to do it. So I am married. I am currently 20 weeks pregnant with our first, and just honestly loving life and building businesses and spending as much time with family and friends. So Amy's going to kind of do a little intro on herself, and then we'll dive into a really spicy podcast for you guys.
I love it. I am so excited. Yes. For those who don't know me, I'm Amy Griffith, and I am just like Jordan at the top 1% of the company. We're both partnered with the same brand. We're in the network marketing space, and I am out here in Vancouver at this current moment. I'm in fiance era. I'm not pregnant. I have a pet dog and a cat, all those good things. And yeah, I'm just so excited to get into this with you guys. And I think what's really fun for, I mean, Jordan and I, we have very different stories and different lifestyles, but I feel like our energy aligns so much on terms of work ethic and energy and just like our passion for what we get to do in this business and helping others along the way. So I'm really, really excited for this. And we'll get into a few different topics. If you guys don't know the flow of this, this is going to be very, you know, not edited. We're just sitting here on Zoom together talking with each other, okay? And giving you guys some of the stuff you wanted to hear from our Instagrams, answering some questions, but really focus on getting into the real journey of what it looks like to build a big network marketing business and to really build it to that top place that you want to get to, the learning curves, the obstacles, and just a lot of our own personal stories of the things we experienced and how we got through those obstacles and struggles as well. Because anything you guys are going through right now, I can tell you, both Jordan and I have probably experienced it many, many, many times ourselves. So I'll just give you guys a little short story as to who I am and how I first started my business, essentially. So I initially got started when I was only 21 years old. I was going to university as a dance major. I was training in ballet and contemporary dance full time. Loved it. It was my passion, all the things, but I was in school because I felt like I have to be, and that's what everyone else is doing. So I should probably also do that. But in all honesty, I didn't know what my path was going to be. I didn't have a dream job. I didn't have a dream career. I had no idea what I wanted to do, but I always had this deep knowing that I wanted to work for myself. I didn't know what that would look like, but I just knew I don't like being told what to do. I don't like being on someone else's schedule. I love my free time and doing what I want with it, spending time with the people that I love, and just doing things I want to do every single day. So while I was in school, as every semester went on, I just got a little more anxious, a little more tired, a little more deeper in debt, of course, and just more exhausted and stressed out thinking about what am I going to do after this when my security blanket of university is no longer holding me and wrapping me up, and then I'm a free bird and need to go figure out my life. I was also working two part-time minimum wage jobs. So I was just your classic broke, stressed, exhausted university student. And that's when the network marketing profession came into my life through Instagram. Thank goodness for social media. I'm just forever grateful for that. And I just had an open mind. I had a gut feeling and I had tremendous alignment with the company I was presented and decided, you know what, I have nothing to lose and everything to gain. I'm going to give this a go and honestly just see what happens. I wasn't too stressed about it. I was just like, I need to start doing something different. So I decided to jump into things while in my third year, while super young, and just started to learn along the way with my mentor in the business who lives in Australia. So we weren't even close to each other and we were just working virtually and figuring things out, blind leading the blind as we went. And yeah, now I'm 27 and my life looks very, very, very different from what it did 6 years ago. So that's a little bit about where I got started. And I'm going to hand it over to Jordan to share a bit more of her story.
Yeah. So I was not a university student at the time. I had just come out of university and I had always had in the back, like I've always been quite entrepreneurial in a sense that I've always just kind of taken a good interest into business. When I was young, like my mom always said, I used to make little like businesses and I'd set up like lemonade stands and I'd do all the things. So I, for a long time, I was like into the bodybuilding world. I played hockey at a very elite level. I played down in the States, in college. I played for Team Canada. So I had a lot of experience with athletics. When I came out, when I dove into the bodybuilding world, I was a sponsored athlete. I had multiple brand ambassadorships and I kind of lived that life that I thought was like amazing. I'm grateful for it at the time. It taught me a lot. And I obviously saved some money on some things. But I look back at that and I'm like, oh my gosh, if I would have used my platform and my reach to start my network marketing business earlier, how amazing that could have been. But you know what? You live and you learn. So I had some experience with sharing online, but honestly, not a lot. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking like, okay, I have always kind of had this inkling, but I don't know socials. You guys, we all start from zero. Like we all start in that way. We all start with zero clients, zero experience, zero know-how. And that's where I was at. But I had this thought always, and I would watch people build online. And I was like, okay, if they can do it, I know I can. And like, why can't I? And that's really what fueled me. So I was a practicing dentist when I started. I was fresh out of dental school. This is about 5 years ago. And it was within my first year of practicing. And I reached out for the products to a girl that I was just kind of following on social. She was sharing. And this is, you guys, again, listen to Amy's story, listen to mine. This is how people shop now. People shop through personal recommendations. People don't watch commercials. People don't buy magazines and buy stuff from there. They shop through that personal recommendation. And that's what I did. Grab some greens powder. I'm a very lazy cook, if you know me. My husband literally keeps me nourished. And I wanted to try some easy, breezy products. Started there, and I literally started my business within 3 weeks after that on New Year's Eve. Who starts a business on New Year's Eve? I don't know. I did. A couple of glasses of champagne really helped and really kickstarted things that next year. And, you know, I was 26 years old, a practicing dentist. There was absolutely that doubt in my mind of like, what are people going to think? What are this? But to me, the what ifs outweighed that fear. And I just showed up consistently, day in, day out. Amy and I are going to get into that. Of just kind of how we both started, what the initial phases of our business looked like. And to me, it was just that, okay, what do I want my life to look like in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? Dentistry is an amazing career, but it's so crazy to be actually living in the season right now. That drove me 4.5 years ago. I was so driven 4.5 years ago because I was like, I know I want to have a family. Dentists don't get paid if they're not at the office. I can't do fillings while I have a newborn at home. Lots of female dentists take a 3 month mat leave and then have to go back to full-time hours. So to be in that season right now, my husband quit his corporate job 2.5 years ago to go full in. We're a partnership within our business. To have him home full-time, to me, have that flexibility of being able to be home. It's so surreal to be like, wow, this is our kind of quote unquote why. Is coming to fruition now. And that is something that I want you guys, while you're listening to this, to really think on and dream on of what is the vision for your life, and is what you're doing right now going to get you there?
Yeah, I love this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go off of that. The stigma I want to talk about a little
Yeah.
bit because I can imagine for you, especially in the profession that you're in, starting a network marketing business, like a lot of people worry about, yeah, what are people gonna think of me? Are they gonna think I'm failing in my career and need something else? Like a lot of people will look at starting a network marketing business as a bad plan B. And I know I can speak for myself when I first started. I was excited, but I was really afraid of what people were going to think of me just status-wise. Can you get into that like a little bit more in terms of how you overcame that?
Yeah, I think, you know, even in the past 5 years, network marketing has really shifted. It's a lot more prominent. People are a lot more used to shopping online, you know, shopping through personal recommendations, but that wasn't always common. And it kind of had that stigma of, you know, just the quote unquote stay-at-home moms or when you're broke or whatever. Guys, I do very well in my dental career. Like we are good. But for me, it was like that potential and what I want my life to look like and what I want our finances to look like. And, you know, Jared and I, my husband, have sat down many times and we've been able to achieve a lot of things at a young age, and because we had that drive. I have always felt like if there's a stigma towards network marketing and towards this profession, it's usually rooted in a certain experience that somebody has had. I take it as an honor, honestly, that I get to do it different. I get to show up with value. I get to show up with authenticity. I get to show up with excitement. I get to pour into people with amazing customer service. I get to educate on products that have literally changed mine and so many other people's lives. Most people, if they have a stigma, have just been either burned or, you know, there's some underlying root that I literally ask them. I'm like, hey, I can sense that there's a bit of a hesitation with the network marketing, business model. Was there something that kind of triggered you previously? And usually it's that they got wrapped up into something or whatever. And it's like, okay, let me just break that down for you. That actually doesn't happen. And here's why, right? So having that mindset switch of like, it doesn't need to be weird. It just needs to be you. You are not your company. You are you. You just need to feature how you incorporate your products, your business into your life, show up authentically, treat people like they are people. And that is really going to help to shift that stigma. And if you have family, friends that are, you know, skeptical or doubtful or whatever, if you want to fuel their fire, quit.
Period.
If you want to actually kind of quote unquote prove them wrong, stay consistent and do something with it. You guys, my parents helped me a lot through, you know, with finances and whatever. Dental school is not cheap. Okay. It's like 70K a semester just for your tuition, plus your living, plus your board, plus whatever. You guys, I had $257,000 of debt when I came out of dental school. Okay. To have that at 25 years old was like paralyzing. Okay. And then I started a network marketing business within the next year. My parents were like, okay, let's just dial this back. But once they saw us building a business and being consistent and being on trips and being at the conferences and earning the recognition and, you know, staying consistent, and we got to have, you know, we earned the an award within our company for a car. Now we were driving this beautiful luxury Mercedes. Like, you know, all of these things started to change. Their perspectives changed. Not that they were ever not supportive, but there was that hesitation there. But the easiest way to kind of fuel skeptics' fire is to not go all in. When you go all in and you treat it like a business that you genuinely, if you were to open up a brick and mortar, you would absolutely show up to that brick and mortar every single day. You would turn the lights on, you would unlock the door, you'd put out your sign, you'd book the events, you'd get the people in, you'd network, you'd pitch it at every single opportunity you could, because you had invested $250,000 into that franchise or more. So treat your network marketing business the same, because it can pay you a heck of a lot more than that in a way that can be very location and time flexible. That didn't really make sense, but there's pregnancy brain.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. And like, something I also want you guys to think about, especially for those of you who are new and just getting started within this, what is your alternative? You know, once I really understood the potential of the network marketing space and what my life can look like, and I know Jordan's the same, like I had no desire to look at the failure stories. I don't care about who started and didn't work, or who didn't do it, or what the average incomes are. I wanted to see what was possible with the business, because that's what I wanted to step into. I'm only going to start this and go all out. You're spending your time on this thing, you might as well give it everything that you can and give it that time and attention and focus. And I saw, if I do that, I can build this beautiful life. I can literally achieve whatever I want. And there's no ceiling on this business. And I started to think to myself, okay, if I don't do it, if I don't go all into it, if I let those, you know, negative opinions and those people who want to see me quit take me out of the game, it's like, yes, you're then fueling their fire. You're also living based off of their opinions. You're not even living your own life. And what's your alternative? Okay, I'll go back and get the third job. Okay, I'll just struggle for the next 20 years to pay off my student debt and never be able to get ahead. Okay, like that just doesn't make sense. That never sat well within my soul. Once you really understand and know that, right? So it's like, really think about that for yourself, of what your alternative is, to not go all into it. And totally. Again, if you want people to take you seriously, you need to take you seriously first. That's such a big thing, is that no one believes me, or no one wants this, or no one wants that. And it's like, you got to show up as a business owner first and step into that energy first, and that taking it seriously for yourself first, in order for other people to recognize that within you.
And I think that was a big thing when we go back to like dentistry and network marketing, is I take both very seriously. When I'm at the office, I'm at the office. When I'm working my Arbonne business, I show up professionally. I create systems and tools. I've always shown up like a professional from the beginning, even when I had no idea what was going on. Before we get into kind of like the tangible, kind of like how we got started steps, because I would like to share a little bit of like just some like actions, like thinking back to when I was a brand new, you know, consultant within network marketing, like what was I doing? Two things. One, would you trade lives with the people who are skeptical of you? Think that. When somebody, you know, projects some doubt or skeptical senses or whatever, think to yourself, like, would I want to trade lives with them? most people who you probably would want to trade lives for are not going to judge you for starting a business, are not going to judge you for being an entrepreneur. It's just like going to the gym, okay? Anyone can sign up for a gym membership. You have to go to get results. Anyone can sign up to start a network marketing business, but are you putting in the work? It's not the network marketing model that doesn't work. It works phenomenally. Look at the freaking results. It's that a lot of people don't work it and they don't actually do the things and they're not willing to get uncomfortable and they're not willing to just be a beginner at something,
Yeah,
right?
I want to add on to that too. Like thinking to yourself, would I trade lives? Even if that's your parents, you guys, even if that's your closest best friends, you can still love these people and recognize, I don't want to live like that. It's okay. And that's something that people don't want to look into when it's people you love and are so close to you. But really think about that. Would you want to trade lives? And probably not, you know?
Yeah, 100%. So when I think back to starting, okay, I started in January and I remember the biggest thing in my brain was like, okay, I need to get into conversations. You can post on social media, you can do whatever. You need to get into conversations ASAP, okay? So one thing that I did is I literally sat down on my couch, and I remember this. I poured myself up a glass of wine, and I just sent out voice notes to a lot of people in my life, just letting them know what I was doing. I was like, hey, you'll probably see me posting on social. Just want to keep you in the loop. If you're ever in the market for anything, if you want me to send over some recommendations, happy to do so. Just wanted that support and for you to hear this from me. And I probably sent, oh gosh, probably like upwards of 30 voice notes just sitting there. What that did is it allowed me to build that confidence in myself. It allowed me to rip off the band-aids. You can do this through a more formal event. You can just do this by sending voice notes. But the key is that you're just getting into conversation. Okay. Conversations are what is going to actually create momentum in your business. I know Amy builds a lot on socials. I'm quite present on socials. The biggest thing that I'd remind you about is that social media is a tool within the network marketing model. It is not your business. If we're posting reels and we're getting customers from reels, there's a lot of conversation on the back end that's happening too. So those conversations are what's actually going to create things. And I always remind our team about this is, are you building a business or are you just creating brand awareness? Because if you're just creating brand awareness and just posting up your products and doing whatever, but you're never actually getting into conversations that are converting, you're just creating brand awareness that they're going to see it on somebody else's page or whatever. That person's going to be working their business and then that's going to trigger. And that's not anyone's fault but your own. Because you
Yeah.
didn't work it like a business, you didn't get into that conversation, and you didn't allow that to be kind of a sales conversion. Okay. I remember sharing about the business opportunity right from the get-go. You are qualified and you are supported within the network marketing model to start helping others to build their own businesses right from the get-go. You have resources, you have mentorship, you have tools, you have trainings, you have that opportunity. And that's again, you just treating this like a business right from the get-go. Like Amy, how Amy grew, like she and her mentor were literally pretty much at the same point in their business, and they were just kind of ignorance on fire in a sense. They didn't really know all the how-tos and this and that. You got to take off that expert hat. Duolingo can teach you some languages, but like the best way to learn French is not on Duolingo. The best way to learn French is like go to Paris and live there for a month and just immerse yourself in it. And then continue practicing and saying, you know, forcing yourself into that situation. It's going to be uncomfortable. You're probably going to order the wrong food a couple times. You're probably going to make some mistakes. You're probably going to flub your words. But you know what? You're going to learn French and you're going to learn it really fast. And it's the same with business. Get in there, do the things. You lean on your mentors. Look at the people who are succeeding and what they're doing. Ask them, what are you doing on the back end? I see you posting this. I see you doing this. How are you converting here? Ask the questions, get curious, utilize all your resources like podcasts like this, and go all in.
Yeah, I love this. Something that I did when I first started going off of this, I started a fresh Instagram account, which I don't ever recommend anybody do. I was doing that because I was scared of people seeing me, if I'm being so honest. And it's just a waste of time and it's extra work and I don't recommend it. But it did. I did start posting every single day from that day onward. I truly did. And so I couldn't rely on my social media and just posting things. There were no reels, there were no TikToks, nothing like that. I was just posting photos. Crazy world, right? And I was starting to post on there because I was using it as a business card. Okay, that was my initial intention. This is my digital business card. This is my, platform where people can find me and see me. And when I meet people, this is the Instagram that I'll connect with them on, right? But I was doing so much in person as well. While I was in school, while I was working two jobs, I hear a lot of people say, I'm so busy. I don't have time to build my business, where it's like I used those things to my advantage. And I'm sure Jordan did this as well. That's where all of my customers and my team members came from, was from school and people who were in the same university at the same time and people who were, I was crossing paths with at work or coworkers or whatever. Those are the people I'm seeing all the time. That's where my business started to grow. And something I'm so glad I did, even though it kind of looked like a flop, it did so much for me, was my business launch. So I invited close people, some of my close friends that I was dancing with in school with. I invited them to the little community room in my tiny apartment building. We had a really crappy room. It just had a table and a little kitchen, but it did the job. I could have up to 10 people in there. And I think around 5 to 7 people came to this. One person bought one tiny thing of gel eye masks, and that was it. And no one really said anything or was super interested. But the point of this event and what it actually did for me is it got me out of my comfort zone, just like Jordan doing her 30 voice notes straight away. So uncomfortable, but you're also on this high of like, I'm doing it. Like I've started and I'm throwing myself into it. And that was that event for me, is I'm standing here in front of people actually talking about my products, letting them try, sending the invites for people to come. Even though it wasn't a huge hit, it didn't create a lot of volume. It showed people around me I was serious. It's back to that initial thing, and everything you guys do in your business when you're brand new, and even if you're, been in the business for 10 years, everything you do is compounding in your favor or not. The actions you aren't taking obviously can't grow into anything great for you. But every action that you do take, regardless of the results that come from it, is doing something for you. And what that did, you guys, I posted on my stories, having my event, doing this, sharing a bit about the products. People could see I was taking it seriously. And then coworkers or people who I was connecting with on social media or wherever they came from, people from middle school, whatever, who were seeing my stuff, started to come around and become curious. These weren't even the people who were at my event, but they just saw that I was taking it seriously. That's the whole point, right? And those conversations started to come. So that was one great thing I'm glad I did.
And that's really how confidence is built. Like people are always like, okay, well, I'll do this when I'm confident to do this. No, confidence is built by doing the things that we're saying we're going to do. If you have a little checklist from your mentor, or you have this, like do it scared, do it messy. Imperfect action is better than no action at all. I actually just saw the list on talking about this topic. I recorded a podcast the other day. For our team, and it was literally on like six things that you can do for your business every day, and just simple things, but a couple things just pulling from there. You guys, like Amy was saying, being top of mind. Okay, I really took that into heart. I wanted people to think of me when they thought of health and wellness, building income, getting financially, flexible with your life, creating multiple income streams, showing up. I still, almost 5 years into our business, have people that have been watching me for like 4 years or longer post on these products and show up, and they're like, hey, I'm finally ready to try XYZ, or hey, I thought of you because we broke down our finances. I literally had somebody message me the other day, and she's now rocking in her business. And she's like, I actually plugged into ChatGPT on how to, like, with our finances and how we could kind of, budget better and get financially free. And the first thing ChatGPT said was to get a side business. And she's like, so here I am. I've been using these products for years, and it's time for me to just do the darn thing. And I'm like, it's not wrong. It's And when you treat it like a business and you show up for it like a business and you become that everyday networker, that's when things really start to shift. But like Amy said, that's when people start to take you seriously. That's when your family and friends start to take you seriously. That's when people see consistency with the products as well as you showing up for your business. Think about investing. Like, would you invest into a real estate opportunity that was kind of hot and cold, that didn't really have a promising return rate? It wasn't, timelines were getting pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. Or would you invest your hard-earned money into somebody like an opportunity that was thriving and that they were like posting all the updates and this is coming soon and we're ahead of schedule and we're doing like that energy? Think of that. Okay. People align with those who take things seriously and who are consistent. I don't see something once and purchase it typically. I need to see someone use things consistently and share the results and do that. And we have an amazing tool called social media that is amazing for sharing consistency with a large group of people simply from home. It's a beautiful thing.
Love it.
Yeah. But become a networker. Nail kind of that, it's so old school, but like that elevator pitch. Like, how are you, when people ask, like, oh, what do you do? That is such a simple question for you to ask other people when you are out and about, when you're meeting new people. Oh, what do you do? Right? They can share, and then they usually ask you. I always say, oh, I'm a full-time dentist, but I also have an online network marketing business with X. Have you ever heard of it? So
So
simple.
easy. Yeah.
So simple.
We overcomplicate that.
Yes, we overcomplicate it so much. We think that we have to have this whole grand wall presentation and be able to answer every single one of their questions. No, just like open the door. This is what I do. Have you ever heard of it? Oh yeah, I have. Da, 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 da. Or oh no, what is it? Can you tell me more? Yeah, amazing. Da, 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 da. Maybe you connect with with their Instagram. You send them over more things. Like, let's just stop overcomplicating things and get back to the basics and really focus on the basics. And I know Amy always talks about like the IPAs, the income producing activities that really move that needle forward for you. And if you can adopt the mindset of, and this goes for every single level or rank or whatever within your company, it always comes back to like, how did I move the needle forward in my business today? If you can go to sleep at night and say, hey, if I was a consultant on my team, I'd be so proud of them. I would be like the top. We get like on our back end, we can see little like top achievers, milestones, and whatever. I strive to be the number one on all of those lists. Not that I don't want other people on our team, like that's amazing. Like, I think that's the ultimate goal, is that like people on your team are like outperforming you and whatever. But I am still, after 2.5 years of being at the top 1%, striving and achieving being that number one person in all of the different kind of opportunities there, because I want to lead from the front, and it's become quote unquote easier. It's become more habitual. It's become more, I always think like attraction marketing, but it's that attraction marketing because I've shown up with consistency and authority and credibility for almost 5 years.
Yeah, I just want to touch on this because this is so important. Like that, when people ask like best piece of advice to really build and move forward, and I say, look at the 24 hours ahead of you and nothing else. Yes, have a vision. Yes, know what your monthly goal is. Yes, where do you want to be by the end of the year? But none of that matters if you aren't doing something today. Seriously, none of it matters. Starting tomorrow does nothing for you. So I think just that you touched on that, you guys, if you take anything from this, like take that today and really ask yourself. And then when you wake up tomorrow morning, ask yourself again, okay, what can I do today? What matters most today? Or what's important now? When? WIN, what's important now? And I will just take that and I will implement that every single morning. First thing in my notebook before I write out my to-dos and what I need to get done, it's like, what is important now today and getting that done by the end of the day. And when I think of elevating just based off of this and exactly what you're saying, Jordan, like you started to implement these things into your business so your personal business can grow. You elevate by teaching other people how to do that. Teach them exactly those six main things that you're going through right now, those basics, but continuing to lead from the front and continuing to strive to be the number one person on your team, even when sometimes that gets hard because your team gets good, which,
Yeah.
hallelujah, like that is the dream, that is the goal. But that is why you grow the way that you do, because you are always leading from the front and you're always doing that work, and you're like, you just are. You're not sitting back when, team comes in and you're like, great, like I have people working now. It's like, no. Like you're leading, you're doing that, you're looking at your 24 hours and doing what you can.
Well, you're also an example for your future clients, your future team who are coming in. So if you're not showcasing how you're building your business, if you're not sharing on socials, like, hey, this is my business, this is how I work it, these were the things that I did today. Hey, I just got off a coaching call with XYZ, this is what we went over. Hey, I just created these resources. Like, I honestly don't get a lot of questions about, like, what does this business look like when people, like, when prospects come to me. Or when I'm ch chatting with them, because I just do a really good job of showcasing what that is on my socials already. So most of the time, our conversations aren't a full business overview like they were when I started, and that was totally fine, and that's absolutely necessary in order. And if they want to get into it, like, let's go. I could do it in my sleep. I could give a business overview, no problem. But most people come with, "Hey, here's a couple of my hesitations. This is something that I'm blocking. This is kind of how I want to build." And then that's our initial conversation. But if you treat your biz like your social media, honestly, like you're on a dating app. Okay. There's a lot of companies out there. There's a lot of mentors out there. There's a lot of people who are building stuff out there. Why you? Why would someone want to buy products from Amy Griffith? Why would want to buy products from Jordan DeLava? Why would somebody want to buy products or join a business or start their entrepreneurship journey with you? What do you have to offer? And that doesn't mean personally, that could mean within your organization. So lean on that, use that. When I started, my mentor was doing basically almost weekly business overviews that were on Zoom. I talked about those every week. I wasn't leading them, but they were there. And if someone wanted to hop on, which they did, in my first month, I enrolled four consultants. Okay. One of them is still with us today. Okay. And she's in the three out of four levels of this business, which is amazing. But a lot of people come in, a lot of people will go. But I always think, hey, I am treating my socials like a Tinder app because people are swiping next, next, next. Why are they going to swipe right on you? Why are they going to say, hey, I want to align with this person? Their energy really connects to me. I feel like my entrepreneurship journey, I could get to XYZ with them. And if you show up that way and you think, hey, would I buy products for me? Would I start a business with me? Then you can really start to build off of that and really get honest. And I think my last kind of point, we just got a new car, two new cars the other month. And when we were at the dealership, it was near close day. Okay. And sales day, the end of the month, is always close day. I think a lot of people overcomplicate network marketing and think that we're the only ones that have sales targets and goals and are going after things. You guys, it was 2 days, it was like close day eve. So it was the second last day before the month. Normal, quote unquote, people who aren't in sales, they don't function on a monthly calendar. Okay. They're just like, oh, yeah, I guess today's September 1st. Ha ha ha. Like, we're like, hey, September 1, yesterday was close day, the energy's hyped. But when we were at that car dealership, I got this wrap on my car. I don't even know what it's for, but the guy said that he was close to a goal and we were gonna take it. They had a target for the month of how many cars they wanted to sell. You guys, it was 61 and we were 59 and 60 to like get them to their goal. I was like, let's do the deal today. Like, I want to get you there.
You're like,
When
I get it.
I get it. And I honestly told him, I was like, I respect the heck out of you for sharing those goals. I want to get you towards that. And when you show up with that confidence and that energy, your people are going to rally. I promise you. When you take your business seriously and you know what your next target is, when you know what that next promotion rank or that next bonus level or whatever is, and you are going after that with your tenacious self and you're just like that drive, that energy is contagious. And that's why we had the intention of being at that car dealership for an hour just to test drive some cars, ended up being there for 7 hours, got two cars, upgraded our thing. Like, it was wild. And then I reached into my bag. I had a couple sample packs because I never leave the house without them. We networked that whole place and they put in a couple orders for our number one best-selling energy supplement product. I said, from one salesperson to the other, thank you for your help. Here's our products. This is what we do, blah, 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 blah. So it was a perfect little energy exchange there. So just remember, it's only weird if you make it weird, but when you go after your goals, you guys, sales is everywhere. Sales is everywhere. And you have the opportunity to do it differently. You have the opportunity to show up with value. You have the opportunity to show up authentically and professionally. It's often not that people dislike network marketing. It's that people dislike the way that certain network marketers have done network marketing.
Yeah.
So be that change.
So good. We need to wrap up because my thing is on a time limit, but I feel like that is the perfect place to close this off. And yeah, I feel like we could honestly go on for another 2 hours and get into it. And maybe we'll do, you know, another episode. You guys can just DM us on Instagram. Let us know if there's any specific questions that you have that you want us to dive into. And yeah, you guys can check out my podcast at Coaching Call Podcast. And my Instagram is at It's Amy Griffith. And Jordan, where can everyone find you?
They can find me on Instagram at Jordan DeLava, very simple. And our podcast is called Time to Thrive. So we would love to build on this. You guys let us know, tag us on social media if you like this episode. And yeah, Amy and I are always down for a little jam sesh.
Amazing. Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It is our mission to help as many people truly thrive in all aspects of their life. It honestly means the world to us that you are here.
If you got any value, support, or takeaways from today's episode, the best thing that you can do is screenshot this episode and share it to your social media. Or you can leave us a review below. We read every single one.
If you are looking for additional support or resources, check the episode details below or send us a message on Instagram. We would love to connect.